Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 117. That's right. Episode 117. It's a special number. Special number. We've got some things that are going to tie Nintendo and Halo together. I can't wait to talk about it. It's going to be super, super fun. But before we do, Player 2, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? And what is up, NPC Femizi? It is your Beezy. Hey, Zeezy. Your Heezy.
Yes, guys, we're going to have to mute him on the regular. I think that was way too terrible. He's gone. We'll give him a chance. Come back. Here we go. You're back.
Hey Zero, your hero.
You're back.
What's up, NPC fam? It's your boy, Hey Zero, your hero.
Okay. Hey, guys, that music you just heard was from On Being Human. Check them out on Spotify and YouTube. All right. And you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can pick from books like Ready Player One, Blood, Sweat, and Pixels. So many good books. Audibletrial.com/NPC. Guys, the chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. If you go to n64josh.com/OP Seat, you save $10 right at checkout. And right now, all the chairs are $50 off. So don't miss the summer sale, right? I love these chairs. Highly, highly recommend them. Lastly, I want to let you guys know that I've added some new tiers to my Patreon, and there is now a exclusive t-shirt tier. So if you want to check that out, every 3 months you get a new t-shirt designed by me, exclusive to the Patreon and nowhere else. It will only be sold that one time on that month. So check it out for that. You know, go check it out. Patreon.com/N64Josh. We got some announcements. I think we got some announcements.
Hey, listen.
We do this show live, twitch.tv/N64Josh. I want to say hello to the Nintendame. I'm just calling you Addy. It's Chewbacca's dad's name. It's really tough to say. Nate the Anarchist, Benji, Kirby Geek, Yikum, Pudding, Swing Shifter, Shell Shock. Did I miss anybody? Sega Sunset. All right, guys, thank you for being here live. We do appreciate it. Guys, I'm writing a book, Beginner's Guide to Gaming Content. The first book is going to be all about podcasting. I'm writing this book because I've had so many people ask me, hey, I'm thinking about starting this. Hey, and so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put this all in one easy to find place. It's going to be coming out this month, very, very soon. And I think I'll let you guys know Thursday for sure, but I think there's going to be pre-orders available this weekend. So. We'll see how it all goes, but Beginner's Guide to Gaming Content coming very soon. We got the first look. Happens at Friday morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Because I lost some matches of Mario Tennis Aces to this guy right here, you guys are going to get to see Hello Kitty Racers on the Switch and Vroom. We're also going to be looking at, Valkyria Chronicles 4 because the demo is available.
Perfect. And we're gonna, did it perfect.
We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. And Blobcat also. We're going to be looking at Blobcat. So who knows? Maybe something else will show up as also. Valkyria. That's how
we're just. Just say it fast.
Just Valkyria Chronicles 4. There we go.
Perfect. So you nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, let's talk about some reviews and impressions. Play anything sweet this week that you want to give us a review about? I don't know, a little game called Sleep Tight.
I did play Sleep Tight. it's a little early for me to give a review. My initial impressions are pretty positive of the game. It's charming. There's not a whole lot going on in the game. It's like a tower defense style. You're defending your room against this constant wave of monsters. You don't have to defend in any one spot in the room, so I recommend like posting up in a corner so everything has to funnel to you in one direction. But it's fun. I'm not quite sure what my review will be. But the objective is to make it as many nights as possible and then continue again and beat your high score and rinse, repeat. There are different characters. There's a ton of guns. There's turrets. There's walls that are made out of couches. So
I have just one question.
Yeah.
Because we both loved Geometry Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the similarities there?
It's like comparing a car to a potato. Oh. In my opinion, it's nothing like Geometry Wars. So he can shoot. So it's not your standard tower defense because he can shoot. But that's my least favorite part of the game because his aiming is not as precise as I'd like it to be. So, if you're looking for more of a Geometry Wars style, I would say this is going to let you down.
Okay, that's what I needed to know because I keep seeing twin stick shooters, and I'm like, is this the Geometry Wars I've been looking for?
Yeah, it's really not. I mean, and maybe it'll change, but I don't think the controls are tight enough for it to be considered that. So, yeah. That's my thoughts. And then obviously I've still been playing a little bit of Octopath. I'm just going to keep grinding away on that. We could for the next 18 weeks probably say I'm playing Octopath. So,
right. No, I get you. I get you. Okay. Here's what I played. I played that. Now, all I did was for this game, I just checked out the demo, which I highly recommend everybody checks out. Flat Heroes. We did it for the first look. I have the video up on YouTube. It is so much fun. Like I couldn't stop playing. Like it was like, I was glad it was a demo because it would have just kept going and going and going. And Kirby Geek says, here's what I played. Mario Kart. No, Flat Heroes is like, did you check it out at all? Did you get to?
No.
Did you see any videos? Anything like
very little.
Okay, so
I need to check it out, though.
It's very simple. It's just as far as like graphically, it's kind of like two-dimensional. You play as a little block and you have to dodge stuff that's coming at you on the screen. You don't have any way to attack really. You just have to you get like one double jump that's almost like a boost. It's kind of hard to explain a little bit. It's almost like you're controlling like a top-down ship in a way, but it's also like side-scrolling platforming at the same time. So it's
you can't have top-down side-scrolling.
I know what I'm saying. Like I know that sounds weird, but like you're not necessarily like you're not moving left to right. But there may be like objects in your way that you can bounce off of or use to like stick to a wall or things like it's interesting. And everybody in chat while I was playing it was like, this is awesome. Like this it was very, very positive. So highly recommend checking it out. I'm probably going to pick it up. It's one of those games that if you're like, you know, getting the oil changed or you've got like just 5-10 minutes, it's one of the ones that you could just pick up, play a couple levels and then, you know, get back to it and check it out. It's got a free demo. Go check it out. I highly recommend it. The next game was a review copy, Void Space Racing. I gave this game I tried to love it. I did. You guys always say I'm too positive. Mm-hmm. This game did not grab me whatsoever. Right. And you guys know that the N64 Josh Power review is all about that, like that first like 15, 20 minutes. Did it grab me? Is it something I would highly recommend? No. And I don't foresee this game getting any better. So it gets two power gloves. It controlled. Okay. It was
hold on. Pause the power glove train right now.
Okay. We're paused.
This game is a game you would not recommend to your worst enemy, and you still gave it 2 out of 5?
Well, let me tell you why.
Okay.
Swing Shifter's asking if it had reading. No, it didn't have any reading. It looked good. Okay. Right? The controls were okay, but overall you're kind of just floating around a space station trying to set you're just trying to hit checkpoints. And it's literally like the name says, Void Space Racing. Nothing about it really grabbed me though. So, you know,
see anyone liking it?
Oh, I definitely could, because there was leaderboards that had very, like, really good times. So some people have like doing time trials and, you know, and maybe it's the kind of thing that I need to spend more time with it. You know, so for like an official review, I would have to play it much longer to see if maybe it did. But the initial, like, it could be a learning curve thing, right? So, yeah. But my initial, did it grab me in the first 20 minutes? Not a chance. Not a chance. So two out of five power gloves for Void Space Racing. You ready for the news, baby?
Always. Well,
before we get to the news, I do have to tell you guys, I'm playing Castlevania for the first time, right? I'm playing through all the NES games on Twitch on Saturday mornings. I'm like, hey, I'm going to roll credits on Castlevania. No, stages 10, 11, and 12. I spent exactly 2 hours trying to beat those three stages. 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, those games are not easy.
No, but rewarding.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of thing. I feel like as gamers, we've all just kind of gotten collectively worse. We've been handheld and coddled over the years.
I gotta break through it. So are we gonna roll credits on Castlevania this Saturday? Let's be honest. We're gonna be lucky to get through another boss, but we're still gonna give it a go. All right. Gonna give it a go. I am enjoying it. I never really played those games as a kid, so it's cool going back. But let's go ahead and jump into the news. All right. Fortnite. It's its latest patch. 5.2. Was supposed to bring fixes to the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making it giving it some performance boosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much. I jumped in. I was streaming it before we started the show. Now, same story. You jump in, you land tilted. It was hit or miss. There were maybe a few times that it was better, but for the most part, it seemed like it was just right back to the same old stuff. Your textures don't load. Your guns don't load. You can't even see other characters, and then all of a sudden everything loads. There's somebody right next to you and you are, you're getting shot. Addy says, all I care is that they brought back golf carts. Yeah. The carts are back. So if you're trying to get your flaming hoop, challenge done, you can now continue on that. Here's what we heard for Maxis from the Discord. He recommends moving your game to the system memory, like the system storage, instead of your SD card, and supposedly that helps some. So I am going to give that a try when I get a chance. But as of right now, I didn't notice much of an improvement at all, which was kind of disappointing. And people in chat were saying the same thing, like, this looks like the same. It's just kind of weird. It's like on the Switch, it takes a long time for everything to load in. It seems to take a really long time. By the end of the game, things seem to, you know, smooth out a little bit and be all right. But not so much at the beginning.
Not so much.
Still that same issue where you go to grab a gun and the whole game freezes for a while. Like, yeah, not good. Not good. But not only did we see some improvements, they did a new game mode where the storm never stops. And you don't know where the center is necessarily going to be. So it's kind of moving the whole time. It kind of speeds along the process of the game. So a little different there. And they introduced a new gun, a double barrel shotgun. The legendary version of it does 143 damage, and the epic can do 150 if you land all shots. You got to land all 10 pellets. And 150 damage is no joke. I was watching my son with it today, and he was just literally dropping people, just dropping people left and right. It was It was pretty crazy. So, but you got to be pretty close range with that. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. Mario Tennis Aces. One of our favorites,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Blooper is now available. All you got to do is go into tournament mode, lose one match, and you can get yourself a new character.
And just to confirm, if you don't go in to get Blooper in this month, you will get Blooper September 1st. I know this because I never played an online match to get Koopa Troopa, and I got Koopa Troopa August 1st.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. So you're not... Cool. You're not locked out. Right. Still get access. But if you want access early, and from just the initial response of people playing and everything, like Blooper seemed kind of cool. Kind of, you know, I believe he's,
tricky.
I believe he's tricky. Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, if that's
if
style,
you're into those tricky characters, he's, he or she, I guess, I don't know. Blooper's right there with the others, as far as I can tell.
The World Ends With You Final Remix gets a release date of October 12th and a new trailer. I will have a link to the trailer in the show notes, n64josh.com/npc117. I just love saying that. It just makes me think of Master Chief every time. But what are you picking up? The World Ends With You on October 12th?
Yeah, maybe not on October 12th, but yes, I leave on vacation on October 14th. So if I get it on the 12th, I probably won't play it still. Yeah, I think I was going to pick it up because I didn't play it on DS. So I figure it's a good time to at least give it a run. You played it, didn't you?
I did. I recommend it. I know this is one of the games that probably people are most surprised that I played, but our friend Nick was like, you got to play this. And I'm like, you know me. I said, is it first person? Do things explode? Huh. He's like, just try new things. So
try new things.
Yeah.
So you'll play that, but you won't beat Mario 64, huh?
One day we'll stream the completion of Mario 64.
It's gonna be painful now. With each day you wait, the more painful that gets.
Yeah, that's true. But it is a unique experience. I'm curious on how everything's gonna play out on the Switch, not being dual screen and everything. But I didn't actually complete it. But
you didn't need to say that. Now you know you're bringing on the shade.
I know, it's fine. It's fine, but I really like, you got to remember, like, I played that game more than I would play most games because there was achievements to get at that time. Right. So there was only one game that pulled me away from my Xbox 360, and that was Super Mario Galaxy. That was it. Yeah. That was it. So the fact that
you guys don't understand. Let me paint a picture for you. Josh used to call me at whatever time, it didn't matter. And he'd say, hey, man, you got to pick up this game. It's a quick 1,000 points. I'm like, what game is it? King Kong, you know, or whatever it is. And it's these terrible games. I'm like, and I did for some of them, because for a little while I was competing in the achievements thing, and I gave up on my gamer score later. But yeah, he was all about it. Like, he was playing terrible games because they were easier to get to 1,000 points over the good games. He was skipping good games. It was nuts.
It was a sickness. It was a sickness. But yeah, so there you go. Again, unique RPG experience. That's The World Ends With You. And you know, check out the video. Valkyria, I don't know if I said it right, Chronicles 4, the demo is available right now. You can also pre-purchase on the eShop. And Swing Shifter in the Discord was like, took a screenshot of his phone and was like, hey, this is downloading right now. Like, don't forget, that's a thing when a demo drops, or maybe you want to just, you can pre-purchase download games right from right from your phone, and it'll start loading up onto your Switch. So, you know, that's almost like the future.
You know, I constantly forget that that's a thing they offer because they don't offer so many other things. It's like, oh, of course they would offer us this one. And I mean, that is a cool feature. I did use it like months back. I forget on what, some indie title, I assume, but yeah, it's a cool feature. Definitely worth taking advantage of. If you're at work, you can start the download, and you know, with how small Nintendo games are, it'll be done when you get home.
Valkyria Chronicles 4. I think I said it right. Like, there's so many people typing in chat. Every time I've said it, somebody else has typed it different.
Yeah, just say it however you want.
Yeah, but we are going to look at that this Friday, so we'll check that out. Oh, and lastly, about that, your progress goes with you when you purchase the game. So
that's a fun thing they're doing. Yes, a lot of companies are starting to do that. Like the this is unrelated to Nintendo, but the Fallout 76 beta is the full blown game, and it all transfers over to the real title. So there you go.
I like you. All right.
There you go.
That's our news. Let's get to some talking points.
Here we go.
All right. Let's start with the bummer news first, and then let's get to some fun stuff, and then some really fun stuff. So what's the bummer news?
The, was it Philip from IGN?
Yeah.
I don't know the thought process, so I'm just going to give the facts as they exist. Posted a review, did a video. Come to find out, there was a very similar review from Boomstick Gaming, a small YouTube channel who's grown a lot, thankfully, because of this. I believe someone did a counter, and it was like over 50% of the IGN review was in this guy's review.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a complete word for word, but he did over 50% from that review.
Yeah. And IGN released a statement saying that, you know, after they investigated it, Philip will no longer be working at IGN. So he will no longer be on NVC, and and Nightcrawler posted in chat here, Boomstick review was posted on July 24th. IGN was yesterday.
Yep. Right. So yeah.
What's your thoughts? What's your opinion on this?
You know, we don't know all the facts. We have a statement from IGN that says he was let go. But at the end of the day, you don't know what pressures he was facing from his boss. You don't know if he told his boss, like, hey, man, I can't get this review out in time. There's no way I can do it. Says, and maybe he was hit with, I don't care, make it happen, or you don't have a job. Well, in this case, he doesn't have a job anyways. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hate to judge in situations like this, because if this dude has a family, you know, a house, a mortgage, what have you, it sucks that he would get fired. Obviously, there's consequences, but it's a rare occasion I ever want anyone to get fired, and I'm never going to praise that. You know, I wished there could have been a different end to this story, so...
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is he seemed like he was finally like getting his footing.
Yeah.
On the podcast, he, you know, he had a rough start. He had a little bit of a rough go. Like it was tough transitioning from Jose, who I loved on IGN, to the new guy. And I think I might even stop listening for a little while. But I mean, he eventually, He got his legs, and it was fine. I think did he screw up? Mm-hmm. Yes. Again, we don't know we don't know all the facts or whatever. We don't know what, you know, like you said, the kind of pressure is under, whatever. What I hate to see so much is that the internet will just pile, like the internet loves to see somebody that has an audience fall. And then they will just pile on top of that. And I don't understand that mob mentality.
It's internet warriors. You know, it's really easy to band together behind a keyboard and say things you would never say to someone's face. And it's unfortunate. He did the wrong thing. He deserves to be fired. Fine. That I'm not defending him. His actions were obviously wrong. If you got fired from your job, you know who's going to find out about that? The people you tell.
Right.
You're not going to get flamed by thousands of people online about it. So, hey, you know, this is the world he lives in, though. You know, he was kind of a public facing figure. So it is what it is. That's what he was signed up for.
Yeah. If we could just be nice to him. Yeah, he screwed up, but we don't have to be mean. It's okay to be nice.
The only thing I would say is obviously what he did is wrong. Wrong is wrong. But there are other factors that maybe we'll never hear the light of day. Maybe he'll never even tell anybody. Was he pushed into this direction by higher ups? Maybe not. Maybe he completely did this in a vacuum. No one knew about it, and he thought he was going to get over on it. It's hard to say. Only he knows. So unless he comes out and takes full blame on it, which he might do anyways, it's just too bad. It always sucks when someone gets fired. So yeah. The damage is done. Boomstick Gaming made out like a banshee. He's grown by the thousands since this happened. So, you know, leave the dude alone. It's not like he didn't steal from any of the people online who are so appalled by this. Like, yeah, it sucks, but it doesn't affect you.
What? It doesn't affect me? Yeah. What? It's crazy. No, it really doesn't. So, yeah. And it's just, I mean, I'm sad for the guy. I'm sad that he made the choices he did, and you know, he's going to pay for it now. He'll probably never work in gaming journalism again. Like you're kind of,
I don't see any way he could recover in that career field.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that's, so, you know, again, it's one of those things. He even if he was being pressured from his boss to do the wrong thing, let's say that's the scenario. Sometimes you have to know what's morally right, and plagiarizing someone else's hard work is not the answer. So,
no.
But hey, let's let the man rest in peace.
There you go. So, on to some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Super Smash Bros. Direct. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. What do you think we're going to get? What do you think we're going to get?
A whole lot of Smash, because we didn't get enough of that at E3. I'm kind of curious why they were doing a... Is there no other game to showcase between now and Smash that... Smash is still so far, and it's already going to sell by the truckload. I'm kind of confused.
Okay. All right. I think what we saw at E3, albeit a lot, was a good foundation for Smash. I think they left out a ton of information. We have no clue about single player. We have no clue about online. We have no clue about, I mean, we know some stages, but we don't know all stages, right? I mean, the amount of content that is in this game is massive. So maybe we see Maybe we see a few new characters. Maybe they get the.
Can we pause on the characters for a second?
Yeah.
If they cave, I'm gonna be real upset.
Oh, if it's a Waluigi, direct.
If they cave and bring Waluigi, I'm going to be real upset. Not just because I hate Waluigi, but that means Nintendo's giving in to just ridiculous outrage. So the next time someone gets mad and says, I want to be able to play as a Ninja Turtle, you can just force things. You shouldn't be able to force a company to take an artistic decision that they didn't want to go in. I don't like that. And I hope that's not what's happening.
What if you replace Waluigi with Celeste? Then what? Where do you stand?
Well, that'd be cool. I assume they're going to announce a couple new characters. don't get me wrong. I just hope that the new character is not them caving and it being Waluigi.
But if they caved,
yeah, I mean, Celeste would be cool.
If they caved and it was Celeste, would it be okay?
No, I don't think the internet should be able to dictate what a creator makes, unless you're doing that for the fans. But he has a vision, right? And he wants to make his game his way. So I don't want
it. Madeline. Sorry, Oracle.
Yeah, and I don't know what that would look like in a 3D Smash. You know, she's never been realized in that fashion, so that'd be weird. What characters do you think you're going to get?
I mean, I'm kind of all over the place. I think we're going to see something from ARMS. I think, I don't know why we wouldn't. I think...
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, Xenoblade has been so hot. I can't imagine that we wouldn't see Rex, Pyra, and Mithra in some form. I don't know how that works. I don't know if I don't know how all the move sets would work, and this might trigger some people. It's not my intention, but like, I wonder if Rex could be an Echo Fighter to Shulk. I don't know if that could be the case. I don't know. You know, I don't know if Pyra and Mithra could be their own characters. It kind of seems weird because they're tied to Rex. So maybe they're, you know, maybe it's just Rex and then it's almost like an ice climber situation where I don't know. I know I said the word. Sorry. So that's it. And just, you know, completely random, maybe a Ninja Turtle. Who knows? You know, like,
yeah. I suspect we're going to see something. You'll probably get a character or two in the early parts of the show, and it's going to end on some super reveal, right? I just hope it doesn't end on that super reveal being Waluigi. I don't want it. I don't like it.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more trophies, and some of those trophies were... the rabbits, you know, maybe the Donkey Kong rabbit or the Cranky Kong rabbit or the Peach rabbit, you know, any of those rabbits with their firearms. Super Nintendad saying Captain Toad. You know, yeah. So that's
it too late to get any of the Octopath characters in there? I'm sure it is, but that'd be cool. I just don't know which one.
Right. Yeah, I gotcha. So... Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm a little bit bummed out. I have a meeting at the same time the direct starts, so I don't get to watch it. But I will be hosting it. So if you guys want to be able to chat together, in just head over to my Twitch channel at 7. I will be hosting, so we can all talk together. It won't be the chaos that is your typical Nintendo direct.
Yeah.
So
do you think we see anything unrelated to Smash in there? Do they give us anything for the rest of the community who isn't, you know, Super Smash fans?
I don't think we see anything that is anything but Smash, but I still believe that we are going to see one more direct before the holidays. It's going to have some kind of Mario game. either 3D world or 2D, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that. I'm still waiting for another Nindies showcase.
Yeah, that could
also... They haven't done one in a while.
That's true. That's true. So there's, I mean, they've got so much they can share at this point, mm-hmm. you know. And I mean, the other thing too, I think we know we can pretty much guarantee that January we're going to have another direct as well. That's going to kind of lay out that roadmap for the first half of 2019. That seems to be par for the course right now. So, one more. We're going to backtrack before we get to the last point here. But Super Nintendo had mentioned Bravely Default. Their Twitter has been teasing something, like whether it's they've changed the name to Bravely dot 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 dot. It's like circle 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 circle, and it's enough letters for third, Bravely third. They've had Bravely Default, Bravely second. So there's enough letters there. The way they just kind of put circles there. Don't really know what it's about. Yeah. The one thing we did see was like an art book that was going to be available on Amazon. But if you go back to December 2017, they tweeted out a picture of one of their characters holding Joy-Cons with a Switch in the stocking. And so, you know, kind of wondering, like, Edna was her name. So thank you, Kirby, for that. So is this going to be a Bravely third? Is it going to be on the Switch? Are we going to see, like, my personal preference would be let's complete that trilogy on the 3DS while it's still going strong, and then release all three games on the Switch as a complete package. So that way, because I'm thinking of people like you don't want to go right to the third game and not play the first two. I'm assuming they all tie together in some way.
I mean, let's be real. I'd buy all three and I'd probably never play past the first one anyways.
Well,
because I don't like them, just because I only play games for about 4 minutes.
Right. That's true. That's true. So, anyway, I mean, if you're into that series, there is potentially something around the corner. So, be on the lookout for that. Yes. All right. Well, because this is episode 117, my favorite Spartan of all time, I want to take you guys back in time.
Hold on. Do you know other Spartans? Who's your second favorite Spartan?
Leonidas.
Good answer. Good answer. Okay, we're ready. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. So, in 2007, some of you guys may know this, some of you may not, but Halo was rumored to be coming to the DS, Halo DS. So I'm on halopedia.org. I'm going to read this, and we're going to I remember seeing like screenshots of Halo running on the DS, and I was like, that.
It was like a top down of the Warthog, right?
Yeah, something and maybe there's pictures here. I don't see any from what I'm looking at, but here it is. So here's the like official statement. There has never been an officially funded or sanctioned development for any sort of DS Halo game. Okay.
Yeah.
But there is, I mean, there, like, IGN covered this back in January of 07. So it says Halo DS was a proposed Halo game that would have been released on the Nintendo DS. The game was rumored throughout 2007, but was never acknowledged or developed by Bungie or Microsoft. The game never advanced beyond this unsolicited demo. A little bit of background here. Rumors of a handheld version of Halo first surfaced in 2004 when claims that Halo would be ported to the Game Boy Advance, were quickly dismissed by Microsoft. In 2005, Microsoft again denied rumors of a handheld Halo, this time to Gizmodo. On January 4th, 2007, Matt K. Casa Messina of IGN claimed that he had played a version of Halo for the Nintendo DS. On October 2nd, 2007, he demonstrated an on-camera in-game footage that claimed was an early development playable version of Halo DS. In July 2007 interview with Silicon Era, Bungie employees Frank O'Connor and Brian Jarrod stated, "It's very likely that somebody at some point in time created a prototype and tried to pitch it," which is probably what Casa Messina is talking about. "But there's never been an officially funded or sanctioned development any port of any sort of DS Halo game." So here we go. Here's what the demo. Here's what it showed off. The work demonstrated by Casa Messina featured dual wielding and a version of Halo 2 map Zanzibar. The bottom screen was used mostly for the motion tracker, but also had other uses, including displaying the player's weapons and shield health. Evidence, including the demo's reticle sound effects and HUD features, suggested the game was created by modding GoldenEye Rogue Agent to serve as a proof of concept for the developer's pitch. Casa Messina claimed it was created by a garage developer. It was actually done. It was actually done by a major studio, a major publisher, AAA publisher, but he did not reveal the source of the demo. So there you go. There's a little history lesson back to 2007, Halo on the DS. I remember seeing this and being like, you know, so hyped because I was, I mean, love Halo, especially, especially back in the day. Like it was a great time. So, and I am looking, I'm pulling up some screenshots right now and sure enough, you're seeing, I mean, you're seeing dual wielding. You're seeing, I mean, they even, I could find box art. There's like, there's like a, like the Halo bundle has Halo, or has Master Chief from Halo 3. Like this is pretty cool. It is pretty cool indeed. It'd be crazy to see this resurface, or you know, maybe somebody throws it out online or whatever to be able to.
So Kirby wonders if this would have been good for your life. I think this would have straight up ruined your life. The production would have gone down to nothing. It would have, because that would have been a blending of your two favorite things, and it would have been game over.
I would have reached Nirvana.
Yeah. Like nothing could get better than this. This is the peak of existence.
So I'll give you guys, I was such a nerd when it came to first person shooters on the DS that like Metroid Prime Hunters, I was like, I played it quite a bit. I got pretty good at it, but I couldn't hold the DS and use the stylus to aim. Oh no, no. I had a special thumb stylus that I could put on. That's what I used on the screen. And it was the closest I could get. And you guys aren't going to believe this, but I even inverted the controls with the stylus. Yeah, I know. I am a crazy person, but
so you didn't want to use the built-in, the wrist strap had that plastic thing that was supposed to be your thumbstick.
Oh, I would do that too. But okay. I bought these, the special thing that covered most of your thumb and had like a little nub on the end of it. Like
so,
it was,
so you're playing with a thimble
more or less. Yeah. I was playing with a thimble. Cause I mean, any kind of first person shooter, I was pretty hardcore. If you guys want one little fun fact with Halo, if you want to check out, just Google Halo on Atari. Somebody actually created a version of Halo for Atari and it looks like Adventure. So if you've recently seen Ready Player One, you should know what that game is, what it looks like. And, but you can definitely tell it's Halo. So pretty goofy, like a little off the wall, but, I figured because it was episode 117, hey, let's get a little bit of one of my favorite shooter franchises in the mix.
If we're going to talk Halo, can we speak about the podcast series Hunt the Truth, or is it Hunt for the Truth or Hunt the Truth?
Hunt the Truth. Yep.
That was one of the most interesting podcast series. So it was kind of more like an Audible book, but it had Mark Hamill in season two of it. It had a ton of famous people. It was really well done, and that was all leading up to the release of what Halo are we on now? Five.
Yeah, it was Halo 5. So
Yeah, that was really cool. Definitely worth checking out. It's completely free. I know it's on iTunes. I don't know if it's on Google Play or anywhere else.
It's what's funny. You check the top like 200 on iTunes, yeah. It will still randomly show up there. It won't be there all the time now, but for the longest time it was there. It's done really, really well and tells a lot of cool, like kind of backstory for Halo 5. So,
yeah, very cool. Without that, Halo 5 is less of a game, I would say, because that painted such a picture that they failed to do for the actual game itself. So if you didn't listen to that and played Halo 5 and thought, yeah, this story is okay, but it kind of feels tacked on, well, that's because you're missing a huge chunk of the story. So
there you go. Well, hey, we did it.
Another one bites the dust.
How about you tell everybody where we can find you?
You will find me in Discord, n64josh.com/discord. Community is ever growing. Everyone's pretty cool in there. I'm probably the worst one in there in reality. So do join. Don't let me offend you. Generally speaking, I mean no offense. So you can follow me on Twitter. I just post random stuff, generally video game related, but you know, sometimes I'll like to talk about favorite hip hop albums of all time, you know, whatever. At Hate Zero. Zero spelt XERO. And you can follow me on Twitch.
There you go.
Also, Hate Zero on Twitch. And I'm probably gonna eat dinner and stream after this. There you have it.
There you go. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at N64Josh. This show is on Twitter at NPowerCast. The show notes for this episode, N64Josh.com/NPC117. You can email us if you want to, NPC@N64Josh.com. Remember to pick up your free book from Audible by going to audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in from OP Seat. Go to n64josh.com/OP Seat. Save $10 at checkout. Get yourself an awesome gaming chair. They're $50 off right now for the summer sale. Summer's coming to an end, so don't wait. Don't wait. They're amazing chairs. And if you are a content creator, use that link and go and sign up as an affiliate. Go and sign up as an affiliate. They're an excellent, excellent product, and I highly, highly recommend them. So go check it out. Guys, we now have an exclusive t-shirt option on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/N64Josh. Check out the details there. Like Kate said, come join our Discord. So many good people talking games, playing games, like crazy stuff happened in the Discord today. I've started talking with Pudding and Colt45 about making a game. Like, we set up a little private chat and started talking about that. So, who knows? You guys might be playing something that we created from the community in the future.
That'd be cool.
That sounds pretty sweet. I'm pretty excited. Pretty excited. So, we're in the very, very beginning phases of that, but it's exciting. Lastly, guys, we need reviews on iTunes. If you're enjoying this show and you wouldn't mind leaving a 5-star review, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week.